I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A transportation funding bill that would send the question of a sales tax increase to voters has cleared the State House. Four Republicans joined Democrats to back it. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Leaders in both the Republican Senate and Democratic House are sponsoring House Bill 1242, but the measure has divided Republicans. Representative Dave Williams of Colorado Springs argued against it.
We cannot ask for more money from the taxpayers. They give us enough money. They don't want to pay more taxes.
The proposal would raise sales taxes by a little more than a half cent. While she says it's imperfect, Republican Polly Lawrence of Littleton supports it.
I am torn on this one. We have to do something. We have to listen to our constituents. We have to actually be the grown-ups in the room and figure out how we're going to make this work for the entire state of Colorado.
Lawrence says she hopes the Republican-controlled Senate can make the bill more appealing to the GOP. It heads there next. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A 10th person wanted in connection with the deaths of two Colorado Springs teenagers has been arrested. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says an 18-year-old man turned himself in Saturday. He's suspected of attempting to influence a public official and was also wanted on an unrelated charge. The bodies of 15-year-old Derek Greer and 16-year-old Natalie Partida were found last month near the Pikes Peak International Raceway. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.